Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
There's something that happens occasionally, and when it happens, it is spectacularly in the news. It's the nightmare scenario of so many people, but not for Katie. Mm-mm. Tell everybody what happened in real life.
In North Carolina, a gentleman was on a private plane, and the pilot had a fatal heart attack
while flying the plane. Okay, now that freaks almost everybody out. What would you do?
Panic.
I don't know how much a private plane or how high a private plane flies, but you're like probably at least 10,000 feet in the air.
At least. Any amount of feet in the air would
be
scary.
And I know that in movies, there's always like a parachute. I don't think in those private planes. And
how would you even know how to get out?
I wouldn't not only not know how to get out, I wouldn't know how to put on a parachute.
No. Yes, thank you.
Be like, yeah, you put it on like a backpack. Then what?
Then what? Where's the thing?
Right. But what'd this guy do?
He got in touch with air traffic control, and they helped him land the plane.
Safely.
Did he know how to fly prior?
Nope.
No flying experience.
None.
And he was able to land the plane safely just being talked to.
Yes.
And this happens sometimes.
I know. And I think about it.
And when you think about it, what do you think?
I think I could do it. I think... Obviously, somebody has to talk me through it.
You would be too flustered.
I'm cool as a cucumber.
You barely want to go on a plane.
Part of why flying is hard for me is because I'm not in control of anything.
Okay.
I mean, would I be scared? Yes, of course. But do I think I could do it? I think I could.
Why do you think that?
Calm under pressure.
Okay, one.
Attention to detail.
Two.
Somebody's telling me what to do.
Three.
But also,
this sounds very much like a job interview.
I'll tell you why. I have good spatial awareness. Okay.
And you're in the sky, though.
Right. But I'm coming closer to the ground.
That's a great point.
I have a three-dimensional mind.
Okay.
And
you're able to build things without instructions.
Thank you. Okay, that feels like a prerequisite. That's probably on a pilot's test.
Okay, so Kevin, as much as like we're laughing, I agree with Katie on this.
You do?
I think that Katie, and this is going to blow your mind, could land a plane in a situation where the pilot's dead.
She doesn't even know her longitudes and latitudes.
I don't think...
The machine tells you.
And I don't think that's... And listen, Katie, look at me.
Okay.
This doesn't take anything away from you. Okay? And you
don't say anybody could.
I don't think anybody could.
Okay.
When I hear stories about, like, a person with no flight experience was able to land a plane safely when the pilot died, it does make me think... Flying probably isn't as hard as they want us to believe it is.
Okay, do you know what this guy does for a living that landed the plane?
What?
He's a professor at Duke.
Professor of what?
Professor of better than you.
No.
He's still a professor at Duke.
But it's not Harvard. It's not Yale.
It's Duke.
What do you think Duke is?
It's better than whatever crappy school you couldn't afford to graduate from.
That's called Wagner College.
Yeah.
And the answer is absolutely right.
You're a hater. Just because you couldn't land a plane.
I think I probably could land the plane also. Why couldn't I?
You'd get in your head.
I mean, as you should be.
As somebody that can land a plane.
Yeah.
Okay, I am telling you. Okay? Under these circumstances, you'd start future tripping. you'd start thinking about it crashing.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
And you don't have the unusual confidence in myself that I have.
Okay, wow.
That is true. Katie has unwarranted confidence.
Correct.
Often.
Yeah.
Where you excel, I excel in other places.
Yeah, but those
and I
places...
I think I could. I think it would be good in a situation where I have to land a plane I've never flown before to have a little bit of a worry wart mentality.
No, you have to visualize the plane on the ground.
Here's what I could foresee happening to you, okay? This is where an area where you would go wrong. They would say the air traffic controller, they'd be like, okay, now you need to push the red button. And I'd be like, hold on a second. There's a red button, but then there's one that's orange. Do you mean the red button or the orange button? They said red button. Right, but tones are different in color for all of us. That's where I would go wrong. Here's where you would go wrong. They'd say, Katie, we need you to push the red button. Oh, I pushed that 2 minutes ago. Just seemed like something that should be pushed.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.